Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
with that love glow.
Ooh, I love it, I love it. The glow of love, the flow of life. Just glowing, glowing, so flowing through me that I don't know what just happened. I'm singing live on air. What is really going on? That's what happens when you're glowing, when you're in the flow of life. Thank God for music. Woo! I am so grateful. I am so grateful. I'm grateful to Jacynthia. Love glow. Love glow. Are you glowing today? Are you a little bit on a dull side? You know, using the power-saving bulb. Do you need a little bit of boost? Well, you're in the right place. If you want to find out more about Jacynthia, you can go to her website, just, JUSSENT.com. JUSSENT.com. You can find out more about her book, her music, and all the great things that she's doing. Love glow. After listening to that, you better tell me you are feeling something move in your body. And if not, just stay with me. We're gonna activate that glow, that light, that love that you are, so that you get into the flow of your life. There is a flow. There's a specific flow. There's a specific lane for you. And when you're in your lane, when you're in your flow, oh my God, you're unstoppable. People want some of what you got. They just get attracted to you. You're like, whoa, stand back. They're like, no, I just love the way you do that. You say, what? I'm just being myself. Yes, because when you're in the flow, you are being you. You are being you. Less of doing, more being. Just Cynthia, love glow. Thank you. I'm feeling the vibe. I'm feeling it. I'm grounded. I'm focused. I am ready. Good afternoon. Good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You certainly do, not just to Life Conversations Radio. You make a difference to yourself. You make a difference to your family. Sometimes we get so caught up in our own minds and what's going on, the thoughts that we're thinking, that we don't even see the difference we're making in our own minds sometimes. God, we're terrorists. We're like, oh, I can't believe I'm thinking that thought. And everybody else says, oh, wow, you're such a peacemaker. Well, maybe sometimes we need to listen to that kind of reflection. You know, let's just be easy. Let's glow together. Let's flow together. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade, where we take your questions. And the number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Yes, I love the way you look at me with that love glow. I'm not going to sing anymore, Tamara. I just need one encouragement, and that's enough. That's enough. Well, actually, I didn't get the encouragement. Just the song encouraged me. I want to welcome all of you in the chat room, on the phone line, those of you listening on other platforms, those of you listening on the podcast, those of you listening to the archive, wherever you're listening to this show, wherever you're listening from, thank you, thank you, thank you for your support, for your light. And more importantly, thank you for keeping your soul agreement with yourself. Thank you for keeping your soul agreement with yourself, because I know, because that's the intention to set. You cannot listen to this show and nothing, and something will be activated within you, because that's the intention that's set. The intention is about transformation. It's about supporting you and getting alignment with the flow of your life. You are here to deliver a gift. You are here to do something. And no matter what you are feeling, wherever you are right now, you can still be in the flow. You can be feeling depressed and still be in the flow. Because sometimes even in the flow, you have those things. We have this illusion that being in the flow, maybe, no, we're just life, just stuff to exist. We're going to talk more about that. The number is 347-426-3346. Ask Life Coach Ade. We're taking your calls. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And make sure you press 1 on your keypad with you so that I can come to you. And I'm asking you just a simple question. Just simple. Simple, simple, simple. And they're trying to ask me a question on Facebook. So let me mute that microphone right now. So anyway, focusing. Are you in the flow? Yeah, I wanted an answer. That's why I was quiet. Let's start over again. I want to ask you a simple question. Are you in the flow? If your answer is yes, good. If your answer is no, good. But if you're in the flow with something that doesn't feel good, well, you will be activated, stimulated to step out from that place and recognize what is true. And it starts with just a shift in consciousness, a shift in your thoughts. And we're going to do that together today. I love it. It is so nice to see what is happening in this world. So let's go here. Where are we going? We're going. What are we doing? We're talking about the flow. Let's get back in the flow and do less thinking. And here's the thing. To be in the flow, you got to be present. Life coach Ade. So come back to the switchboard and reminding listeners that you're taking calls. Basically today, I want to help you get in the flow, help you stay in the flow, and help you get back in the flow. Tamara in the chat room said, let me lift that one up. She said, right now, I am in a strange place. Feel like I am out of natural flow and in some old ways of thinking and feel, old ways of thinking and feeling. Depression, to be honest. That's the first key to, you know, to being able to get back in the flow. We have got to be honest with ourselves, with what we are feeling. You know, we can do this metaphysical stuff and spiritual stuff. Well, you know, I'm feeling depressed, but I'm not talking to you, Tamara. I'm talking generally. I'm talking to us, all of us that are united in spirit, all the us's that are listening. Oh, you know, I'm depressed, but I'm not going to give it power, you know. I'm just going to pretend, you know, I'm just going to focus on the good. But if your feeling, if your energy in motion is pulling you, if your energy within you is activating something for you that doesn't feel good and you pretend it is not there, you are not in the flow. You are not being authentic with yourself. What is the flow? What is the flow? How do you know you're in the flow? The flow. You know, you heard the phrase, stay in your lane, stay in your lane, stay in your lane. And when all the drivers stay in their lane and do exactly what they need to do and stop rubbernecking, stop worrying about the person in the other lane who's shaving and putting on makeup, and we're just focused on where we're going, we're thinking ahead, we're relaxed, then we can all flow together. Most of the congestion on the road, on highways, when you really think about it, it's because people are not paying attention. They're not paying attention, so you have an accident. They're rubbernecking. They're worried about the wrong thing. They're not anticipating what's going to happen before it happens. They wait because we are not paying attention. Same thing works for our lives. When we slow down, pay attention, focus, then we are in the natural flow of life. Everything has a flow. Everything, life, nature is a flow. There's a flow between the sun and the moon and the stars. And all the other, like a friend of mine would say, Dr. Stephanie Sears, like all our brothers and sisters in the galaxy. There is a flow. We do live in a country where we say, you got to get up. You got to go hard. You got to go at it hard. You know, time waits for no one. Stop it. The time is gone. We are in a phase, in a state now where we are, I almost want to say forced to slow down. I come across a lot of people say, I don't know why I'm so tired. I don't know why I'm feeling sleepy. I don't even take a nap. Now I just feel like I don't want to do anything because it's time to live from our authentic self, to let go of being perfect. How do you stay in the flow? First of all, be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with yourself. You will hear me say this a lot on the show, on all the other shows. Be gentle with yourself. We are hard on ourselves. Sometimes we're counseling, supporting, coaching other people and being a good friend to somebody. And we're saying, it's going to be all right. You're going to make it. I know it is. I see it for you. I see your life transforming. But then when we finish, when we drop the phone or when we stop chatting in on the instant message, when we go back to our own homes, we can't see the same for ourselves. Why? Because we're being hard on ourselves. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Betty is in the house. Silent listeners are in the house. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Those of you who want to chat in the chat room, register with Blog Talk Radio. It gets a little bit tricky when you register with Blog Talk Radio because you have to first go out, register, and then log back in. And in the meantime, you miss all the wonderful conversation and tools that I'm sharing with you. But you guess what? You can never lose. You can never miss. So you can either call in while you're doing all of that. But anyway, I'm going to encourage you to listen to the archive. Because what's coming through me when I hear it, I have to hear it again. When I hear it again, I'm like, wow, that was a great show. Because there's a voice, there's something within you that is speaking to you right now. God, the universe, life is constantly talking, broadcasting itself through and as us, and it's happening, and we're all participating in it. So thank you for sharing the show. Thank you for liking the show and putting in your social network sites and everything. Number is 347-426-3346. I am here helping you to get you back in the flow, help you identify what your flow is. Don't play small. It's time to step up and live life fully. It is time. It is time. It is time to show up completely as who you are. I'm always reminded of that quote, the last line of Our Deepest Fear. And as we are liberated from our own fears, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. That's why I live. That's what the shows are about. I'm liberating from my own fear and standing for you to be liberated from your own fears. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. How do you get back in the flow? Forgiveness. How do you get back in the flow? Meditation. How do you get back in the flow? Spiritual practice. The time is now. You're already designed perfectly. You're already perfect. You're already whole. You're already complete. But the conditioned mind, society's told us we're now something else, that we're something else. Here's a simple one. If you want to get in the flow right now, all of us, even if you're in the flow, you can go deeper. Just stop right now and pay attention to your breathing. Breathe in and breathe out. Just feel the breath moving in and through you. Guess what? It's happening by itself. You can be consciously aware that you're breathing, but your breath is happening by itself. So you're already in the natural flow. Are you consciously aware that you're in the flow of life? 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. We got some callers. We got some questions. We got questions emailed to us. So much flowing through and as me. And I'm just going to stay in the moment. I'm just going to be here. When you're in the flow, let me give you an example of people in the flow before I take this call. You know people in your life that are in the flow. But sometimes we compare our flow to other people's flow. We think, I wish I can flow like her. No, you stay in your lane. There's two of my most famous people. Most of my regular listeners know this. They can even say it before I can say it. One is Oprah, and the other person is Michael Bernard Beckwith. They live their life from the flow. And when you listen to them, when you experience them, when you meet them, you feel the glow. You feel the light. You feel the love. And even when you're not with them personally, you feel the glow coming through the tube, through the internet. There is something you're here to do that will create, that will activate the same brilliance, the same light. The people don't have to meet you, connect with you, see you face to face, and feel and see your light. What is blocking you? What's stopping you? What is blocking you? What is stopping you? And you see some of the things that are stopping you and blocking you through the questions that have been emailed. We parent, the parent, being a parent, ch- children, career, marriage. Those are things that we've allowed to block us. Not enough money. Well, we're taking your calls. 347-426-3346. Let's take a question, and then I'm going to go to the questions that were emailed earlier. The number is 347-426-3346. Tanya, how are you doing this morning, my sister friend?
I am doing great, and I am back in the flow.
Great. Great. What's your question?
I just have a comment. Betty gave me my reading a couple of weeks ago that I won from off your show. Uh-huh. And it was three things that she said to me. One thing was she said that somebody's going to ask me to do a partnership with them. That was asked a week prior to my reading. The second thing was she told me, watch your mouth. My mother always said that to me. And I got out of alignment like last week because I haven't worked in 7 years. I had a little savings and it was starting to drain away. So I told my daughter, she lives with me, my son lives with his dad. I said, I can't do this anymore. I really can't afford, you know, to live here. So she decided to go with her grandmother, her dad's mom. And I just got out of the flow. I'm like, God, you know, my son is already with his dad. Now she's there. And I just think it was just me. I really didn't have anywhere to go. But I think a lot of times you have to still continue to trust. And I was getting, like, really in a funky mood. And if I'm the type of person, I've always been the one there for everybody else. And for once, I felt like I didn't have anybody there for me. But I refuse to go back into that mood again where, like, okay, come on, God, you know, questioning him why. So a friend of mine, he came and asked me. He's like, you don't have anywhere to go. Come here. You know, just come here. And I just want to say that a lot of times when you think you're trapped and there's nowhere to go and you get in, like, a funk mood, a depression mood, it will work out if you just wait, you know, and sit quietly. And I guess, like Betty told me, watch my mouth.
Because your mouth beats your reality.
You know, I'm good. I have a roof over my head. I have food on the table. And I'm okay. And I thank God for that.
And that's such a gift when you get to realize, when you refocus and realign and see what is right in front of you as opposed to what you think you want or wish you had, and you focus in it now, that brings you back into the flow. I am grateful that you are right where you are, and then you become that example for other people. Thank you very much, my sister friend.
Thank you.
And blessings to you. You're welcome. Thank you, Tanya. Well, let's go to some emails that were sent in. Yes, are you in the flow? And when you're in the flow, you can't help but glow. You can't help but shine. So today, I am encouraging you to glow with the flow. Don't just go with it. Nahali said something in the chat room, which I'll come back to. But let me go to the questions. Here's the things that stop us from being in the flow. All this mental work that happens. So let's go here. Let's start with Natalie. Natalie's giving us a gift. She's speaking for all of us. We can relate on some level. Or maybe in the past. Maybe right now. Maybe later on. Maybe in the future we're going to say, oh, I remember what Natalie was asking. Natalie from California said, Coach Ade, what do you do when you don't know how to do what you want to do? Let's just stop right there. What do you do when you don't know how to do what you want to do? Keep reading, Life Coach Ade. I am 45 years old, cashier. I've always wanted to be a divine order. That was actually the third email, but that's the one that came up. Divine order. No, just go glow and go with the flow, Life Coach Ade. I've always wanted to be a motivational speaker. This is actually the best one to read first. Sorry. I've always wanted to be a motivational speaker, but circumstances in my life made that not an option. Everybody, listen to this. A 45-year-old cashier who said, I've always wanted to be a motivational speaker, but circumstances in my life made that not an option. I never went to college, yet I've always had this gift of talking to people and motivating them. Half the time, I have no idea where the answers or even the words are coming from. It's like I'm in some sort of a zone. Oh, I'm loving it. I now know this is what I'm meant to do because it feels so right. But fear of speaking without credentials and formal education cripples me. I get stuck, then second guess myself. Is there any advice you can give me to help me with my self-defeating thoughts? That's Natalie from California. Boy, do I have some advice. So much energy is rushing through me now that I have to pace myself. Because I love it. This is what gets me in the flow, helping people understand, get clarity and see, you know, get clear about their lives gets me in the flow. That I mean, the light is oozing out of me. So she says she wants to be a motivational speaker. She's never been to college. She has a fear of speaking in front of people. Well, can you imagine the Queen of England being a motivational speaker? I mean, not to say you won't learn nothing from her. I mean, even learn, you know, let's see. The Queen of England comes to mind. You know, Bill Gates can motivate folks. Steve Jobs can. Oprah can. And I don't want to say the Queen can't, but I'm saying somebody who is literally born into material wealth. And they stand up, you know, they have everything they've always wanted. There might be a tendency not to pay attention to them. So, Natalie, yes, you said you've always felt that this is something you're meant to do. The fact that you don't have a college degree or credentials is why you're the perfect one. Because your story can be the perfect motivational story. Now, if you choose to go to college, you can do that to learn things where you feel, I need to learn something to brush up my skills. I love when I read this and you said, let me go back to it. Where is it? It's here. Half the time, I have no idea where the answers or even the words I say come from. Right there is another reminder that you are the one. You said you've always known. So I love how you said that you're really clear about what you need to be doing. Is there any advice you can give me to help me with my self-defeating thoughts? Because that's the only thing that's going on right there. You have some self-defeating thoughts that are telling you you're not the perfect one. Well, there are many ways you can deal with the self-defeating thoughts. First of all, you can tell yourself defeating thoughts, thank you for sharing, but I'm stepping up on the podium. You want to join me? Because I'm about to turn it out. So you can invite your self-defeating thoughts to the party. Just don't make them the guest of honor. Say, listen, I'm going to go to this party. I'm going to show up. The other thing is to remember that you are not your thoughts. I understand when you say this words come from you, you don't even know where they're coming from. I used to remember many, many years ago, I talked to people. We'll be talking about issues about life and challenges that they're dealing with or that they're dealing with. And I wouldn't call it counseling then or coaching, but I'm just like giving them a different perspective and how they could move through it. And I get lost. And I'm feeling energized. And they say, wow, I can listen to you talk all day long. And suddenly I'm like, oh, my God. I come back to my five senses. And I'm like, oh, my God, what was I saying? I start coming up with these self-defeating thoughts. But really, what I had to get to and deal with and eliminate in my life is to, first of all, recognize that is my gift to the world. And those words, I didn't know where they were coming from. I opened my mouth and it's just coming and it's just flowing like water. Now, through my own spiritual practice, through my own coaching session, I have my own coach, through meditation, through forgiveness, through going to workshops and retreats, I've learned to be aware of my own thoughts, to let go of the judgment, and sometimes let go of the judgment of my own judgment. So when I am judging myself, I can love myself as opposed to judge myself for being judgmental. So steps you can take, here's one you can just simply first start with, thank you for sharing. And go forth right now and start putting some things in place. You're meant to do this. When you totally say yes, the sacred yes to this gift, and say, okay, God, okay, universe, okay, life, I am nervous, I second guess myself, but I am ready to do this. You will be led to the right group, to the right people. You already have what it takes. Don't let your thoughts keep you in bondage. Be aware of them, but keep it rolling. Keep it moving. Boy, if you hear some of the thoughts that go on in my head while I'm doing the show, you'll be like, really? I hear those thoughts, and I'm like, thank you for sharing. Because as human beings, well, spiritual beings, really, we're balancing. We come from this world of spirit and the world of humanity. So we're going back and forth. We're walking on this tightrope of life. And we're walking on this tightrope of life, and we elevate it, and we don't want to fall, and we go from side to side. I don't remember what they're called, joists. What's that thing they hold on to when you go to the circus and they're on a walking on a tightrope? I don't know what it is. Someone can put it in a chat room. But you're holding on, you don't want to fall, and you don't want to fall. You try not to fall. You're like, oh, I can't believe I'm going to fall. And you're falling, like, oh, my God, I fell. Shame on me. But guess what? There is no spot where God is not. So even while you fall off the tightrope of life, you're still in God. When you're on the tightrope of life, you are in God. How do you get rid of the self-defeat, deal with it? Step into action. Sometimes they're always going to be there. Share it in your motivation session. Tell them, just before I came on stage, I was nervous. As a matter of fact, I'm still nervous. I think you guys are going to judge me. The minute you put words through it, it ceases to have power over you. It's really simple. But you got to put, if you really want to know how simple it is, you got to put action behind it. And I also tell people, your greatest gift, sometimes, your greatest gift, not sometimes, no, just stop it, life coach Ade. Your greatest gift is going to be your hardest challenge. Because in the spiritual realm, you agree to delivering this gift. And society tells you, how dare you? You're a mother. You're a father. You're too old. You don't have the money. You don't have the qualification. How dare you want to say you want to live your dreams? So your spiritual practice helps you realize that you are here to make a difference no matter what. The sacred yes, no matter what. I trust that helped you, Natalie. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. And we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back. And my co-producer is in the house, Betty Pegues. Kamau is here, silent listeners, love streamers. It is nice to have you be with me. I'm loving you. I'm feeling your love. I'm feeling your energy. Your love is energizing me. I mean, I'm like actually experiencing what's happening. Like, whoa, I'm observing myself. And I'm feeling it. Thank you all for being here. I'm here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find out more about me by going to my website, lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com. I am on Facebook, of course. You can find a fan page for lifeconversationsradio.com. And there's also a page for Ask Life Coach Ade, where you can post your questions. You can use a different name. If you don't, well, Facebook, you can't use a fake name unless you have a fake Facebook account. But if you don't want me to mention your name, you can send me an email, ask@lifecoachade.com. ask@lifecoachade.com. Send me your questions, where you're stuck, where you need help. We're all on this journey together. This journey is a ship, and we're relating together, hence the relationship. When you're free, I'm free. The freer you are, the freer I am. No judgment, no criticism. We are all trying to do our best. Let's take a break. 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. We'll be back to tackle and to share some of the questions. Ooh, are you ready to glow with the flow? When you glow with the flow, okay, sometimes you stumble on your tongue. When you glow with the flow, you burn up all the self-judgment. When you glow with the flow, you burn up all the negative thinking. Are you going to glow? Are you just going to grumble? Which one is it? You're listening to Life. No, you're not. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. We'll be right back.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Yes, we do the best hosting on the planet, and somebody wants to press 1 on their phone. I knew it. Somebody wants to press, but they're like, oh, I don't know. Press 1 and let's just move forward so you can glow with the flow. We'll be right back. Life is good.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer. And go to fourparents.gov.
For help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Indeed, giving a voice back to the community. The community has taken your voice. I've hoped, or the society has supported you in silencing your voice. You are here to express your gift, your talent, your flow. If you stay in your lane and stop listening to the other person on the other lane and just stay in your lane, people are going to talk about you anyway. So they might as well talk about you while you're doing what you love, while you're flowing with the flow. You actually, when you get to a place where you're doing, when you're in alignment with what you're here to do, you find that you're in flow motion. Not slow motion, flow motion. And when you're in flow motion, you glow your way around life. 347-426-3346. Let's take a call. 678 area code. What's your question? And what's your name, first of all, actually? Let's get your name first. 678.
Coach Ade?
Yes, it is. Ah!
This is Michelle Brown Stafford.
I recognize the energy. Oh, my God. Okay. I just love you. I love you.
Oh, dear. I had
energy.
Oh, thank you. You're so kind, really. Mm. But I had to call in on this one because I'm working. But I heard what you read from the email from someone talking about what do you do when you don't have a college degree? And I'm like, you've got to be joking on this one because do you know or does she know there are so many brilliant people out there who, because of their talent and being in the flow of expressing that talent, I mean, went on to just do amazing things. Like, for instance, people like, when you mentioned Bill Gates already, of course, he was a college dropout. So was Mark Zuckerberg, hello, the founder of Facebook. Yeah, Michael Dell started Dell Computers. I mean, it goes on and on. Even the first American billionaire, I believe it was, what is this, Rockefeller, yes. No degree, Henry Ford himself, didn't even finish high school. I mean, the thing is, like I said, it really does go on and on. And even with me, little old me, who a lot of educators may even have issues with today, conventional educators, because someone actually called me an accidental educator. But because I had done what I know, right? Isn't that cute? Accidental educator. I didn't set out to do this. I mean, do in terms of, for those people who don't know, I homeschooled my son into college as early as age 11. And now he kind of goes across the country speaking to young people and inspiring them. But the thing is, I didn't set out to do this. And some people have called me one of those, like I said, and not just the accidental educator, but just someone who's a teacher at heart. And this is something that I just love to do. And the response has been overwhelmingly positive. So just for that person who wrote that email, you know, please, as you were saying, let her tell her again, go with what makes her happy, where her gifts and talents are. And she'd be surprised where the universe would take her. I mean, it's like the universe would just make a path. And people and events and circumstances would just, you know, formulate around her. I mean, it's amazing to even see how these things can unfold. And that's what's happening with me.
Yes,
but again,
indeed.
I just wanted to share that.
Thank you. And for
no
listeners,
problem, Ade.
Thank you so much. See you the last Wednesday of the month.
Yeah, right. Last Wednesday. Okay. All right, sweetheart.
Thank you, Michelle.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And I tell you, for those of you who don't know Michelle Brown Stafford, you can go to her website. Her son is 14 years old now. He's in his second year of Morehouse College. Accidental educator, go sit down somewhere. You don't know what you're talking about. Calm down, Ade. But anyway, come on. You know, let me tell everybody a secret before I go to the next question. When we came on this planet, we came here pre-approved, qualified, complete. We had all the degree we needed. We had the G-O-D degree. Nothing. Everything else comes underneath that. everything else comes underneath that. Of course I'm not against going to college. It's a reason we have it. But your gift, your talent, your reason for being transcends the human conditions, the human qualification, the approval that we give ourselves. Do you know there's so many people with alphabets and letters behind their name and they're suffering? The professors out there that are just struggling, they're working, they're teaching, they're supposed to create the next future, and they don't even understand their lives. It's not about the alphabet. It's about the alpha and the omega of your life. I love it. Woo. Speaking of which, let's go to this next question which speaks to that. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. There's no need to bet with the alpha and the omega. Just step into the essence of who you are. You're always in God. You're here to deliver the gift. Michelle Brown Stafford is my co-host on Life Conversations Radio every last Wednesday of the month, where we talk conscious parenting, where she shares her story. Society would say her son is a genius, but every one of us have a genie in us. We are all genius, all of us. But she took time. She listened to that inner call, that higher call, to say, I'm going to homeschool my child. Life is about balance. And when you stay in your lane, when you stay in the flow, when you go with a natural order of life and release the judgment about where you are. Sometimes it's time of shame. Sometimes we're feeling depressed. Just don't make it mean too much other than, okay, I recognize there's this energy in motion, this emotion that is happening. And then play, go paint, go draw, go dance, go sing, be still, listen, ask, what is seeking to be birthed through me? What is this? What is the gift that I'm being given right now? There's a gift in this feeling of depression. Take some time to just be still. Don't do too much. Just stop. Our destiny is already guaranteed to be successful, but you have to redefine what success means to you. There's a bigger plan. There's a bigger plan, and you're part of the bigger plan. There's a master plan. Plus, blah, blah. There's a master plan, and you're part of that master plan. And all you've got to do is master the part that you play in this plan, and then you can go with the flow. And when you go with the flow, you glow with the flow. Let's go to the next email question. Jenny from Tampa. She said, Jenny from Tampa, Florida. Hello, Life Coach Ade. I have recently been unemployed for 2 years, but now I'm starting a new job. I am starting an executive position, something that I'm very qualified for, but I don't have the formal education. Actually, this was the first email I was going to read, but somehow the other one I read, just I don't know how that made it to the top. So just watch what's happening here. I'm starting an executive position, something that I am very qualified for, but I don't have the formal education. Here we go again. I have the work experience and the knowledge, but whenever I go up against someone that has that formal education with all the letters behind their names, I lose confidence in myself. I will tend to be quiet, avoid conversation to make sure I don't sound uneducated. How do I overcome this fear? Michelle Brown Stafford told you. In my world, Michelle Brown Stafford is, let's see. Michelle Brown Stafford, for me, represents the true educator, because a real educator draws out what is already within somebody else. Now, in our regular education, we have forced things down people's throat. That's not a judgment. Okay, maybe forcing things down people's throat is a judgment, Ade. But that's how I see it. But there's a value to what I'm saying is ultimately, whatever we're reading, if it's a degree, whatever it is, we've got to use whatever we're learning, the college degree, the letters behind our name, to draw out the natural gift that we are here to deliver. So you say you don't have the formal education, Jenny, but you said you're very qualified, you have the knowledge, you have the experience. Here, what I'm hearing is it's all about self-acceptance. You're comparing yourself. I can only imagine what it's like not having a job for 2 years. And now you got a job. You're qualified to do the job. Obviously, you're qualified. You got the knowledge. And then now you're making your life hell. It's almost like you're saying, this is too good to be true. And we do that. It's almost like we have a very short threshold for joy and peace and happiness. We say, oh, this is too good to be true. The other shoe's going to drop. I knew, you know. But why do that to yourself? I think if you really believe, if you really want the letters behind your name, I say go ahead and sign up for online classes. But if you are just taking classes so that you can match up with the other folks, you're going to be stuck. Really, the letters behind other people's name is an opportunity for you to look at how you are viewing yourself. You said in your question, you have the experience, you have the knowledge, you're very qualified. Why are you doing this to yourself? Why are you punishing yourself? It's not about the letters. It's not. Here we go again. I got to say that again. It's not about the alphabet. It's about the alpha and the omega of your life. You're qualified, sister friend. Do some forgiveness process. Forgive yourself from judging your own self, from criticizing yourself. Let it go. Let those thoughts believe. Let those thoughts go. That self-defeating thought that you're comparing yourself to other people. You might actually get to sit with those people and they feel like, I'm not even qualified for this job. We know people like that. They just say, you know, I feel like they're going to find out that I'm a fraud. I got all these letters, but I don't know what I'm doing. I'm afraid. I shouldn't even be doing this job. But it's not even about that. It's about you finding peace within yourself. If you don't deal and heal what you need to heal, what is coming up for you, no amount of letters, no amount of money will help you, will fill up that void. It's time for you to embrace yourself as if you're the most important person in the world, because you are. You're already doing what you want to do. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Betty Pegues, my co-producer, is having such a wonderful time with the world of internet. Question from Nahali in the chat. She said, I have a formal education, second-guess my experience and ability to perform. I also step back. It's a crazy thing, okay? Let me get personal here. But I think it's part of the dance of life. When I shared this before, I'm going to share it again. When I started doing this show called Life Conversations, the radio show, back in 2004, I did not go to school for broadcasting. I didn't intern for years and years and years to know how to host a radio show. I just had a desire to host. I just, every time I'm near a radio studio, I get excited. I light up. Cut a long story short, I wrote down one day, writing my goals, that I want to have a radio show. I don't know why I wrote it down. It was just, well, I do know. I did, and I do. It's just something that I wanted to do. A few months later, I met somebody who is very influential in another radio station. Say, I work at this radio station. We're looking for hosts. And said, but talking to you, I can see that you will make a good host. And where you're coming from, you're sharing spirituality. Don't worry, you got a show. I'm like, really? Oh, my God. Is it that easy? 2004, started hosting a show called Life Conversations, the radio show. About a year and a half later, because I'm an Aries, I'm an innovator, I'm a visionary, I like to take things to the next level. I was dancing in somebody else's party, let's put it that way. And they had a place they wanted to take their radio station. And they said, well, no, I can't let you go that direction. I'm like, oh, you can't do this. I want to fly. So I set out, never built a radio studio in my life. 2006, I built my own radio studio. I went online, I talked to people who were in radio, researched different kind of microphones, it was a lot of work, but I enjoyed it because I was moving towards what lights me up, what makes me come alive. And some of the pictures, you actually see it, well, you don't see the whole picture. I think I'm going to post a picture on my Facebook, on my website, blackcoachade.com. And when that studio was put together, People ask me, tell me one of your greatest moments. Always that. And I tell you, the first day I did a show from my own studio, I can still feel it. I'm full just thinking about it. To fade out that microphone and saying you're listening to Life Conversations with Life, it wasn't Life Coach Ade then. It was with Ade and Life Conversations Radio. I didn't go to school for this. And fast forward. And this, Nahali, this is for you and everybody else. Then I started doing this radio show, and I wanted to, because I know that when I'm helping people identify what's blocking them where they're stuck, I come alive. But when we first started, people weren't really calling to ask questions. So eventually I just thought, there's no point giving out numbers. There's no point saying I'm asking people, because people are not asking questions. So it became more of a teaching platform to share my truth and assist people and helping people, break down the complex ideas so that it can apply what I call truth you can use. Because we all read books and go to seminars and retreats and go to online and listen to spiritual teachers, and we're like, whoa, that's great. Oh, I feel so at one. And then we go back into our lives and we're like, how do I apply this loving everybody with my husband who's getting on my last nerve? So for me, part of my mission is to teach truth you can use. And life happened. There was a flow. And then on this wonderful life, on this journey, I met Betty Pegues. We did interviews several times. She was my co-host and spiritual tag team that we're going to do this Wednesday. Plug. But moving right along. And then one day, I just felt this feeling to ask her, how do you feel about being my co-producer on my show? She said, it's funny. I was just thinking about that. She said, yes. She said, some things I need to research. She said, yes. One day, Betty called me. She said, I've been doing a lot more research. I listen to a lot of radio. But I'm looking at the difference between other radio shows and yours. They answer questions. They help people move forward. They help them move from where they are to where they want to be. And I'm wondering if you would like to do that kind of format. And as Betty was talking, she woke up a dream that I had that I've forgotten. I lit up. I said, Betty, I've always loved to do this. To help people, to just help reunite people with themselves, with their power, to give people back to themselves. We switched the format. I tell you, I have never been so much on fire. I don't know if you're hearing it, but I know when I get off the show, I'm just like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. So, Michael producers on the line. I got some questions. We're going to roll questions over tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But maybe I get to answer it. I don't know. I'm not going to sweat the small stuff. I'm just going to be in alignment. I'm just going to glow with the flow. Because you've all got your answers. 347-426. Peaceful, lovely lady. Nice to see you. Let me go to Betty. Betty, are you glowing with the flow or are you stuck in somebody else's lane?
No. I am going with the flow. I'm glowing with the flow. I just had to call in because it seems like to be a theme of the show today. People are wanting to do something or having the experience and not feeling they have the credentials or the education to do it. I often tell people, especially when I'm doing readings, that you may be presented with an opportunity to do something. Do not let any type of non-education or experience stop you. The universe will always provide the things for you to do just that. Mm-hmm. I co-produced a show, and when Ade called me and asked if I would do it, I instantly said yes. I don't even know why I said yes, but I instantly said yes. Now, this is the thing, folks. I had no idea what that meant. I had no idea what a co-producer would do or anything. So the moment he hung up, I started to Google it. Everything I learned about producing, I learned from Google. And then all of a sudden, other people start entering my life who either produced shows before or knew how to do it and start giving me tips and things like that. So the universe will always provide for you to do the things that it's pulling you to do, despite what education or anything you have, if you have it. Go for it. But if you don't have it, don't let that deter you. If it's being presented to you, then things will show up for you to do that thing.
Indeed.
And so that's what I wanted to say about that.
Thank you. Uh-huh. I was going to say, yeah.
I am having computer issues and problems. I'm in a spot where I'm being constantly kicked out. No Wi-Fi's going in and out. So if I don't get a chance to say it, everyone, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Betty. I love you. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for saying yes. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for allowing God to be God through and as you. I am loving this relationship that we're having. Yes, I want to read something to you. I'm led to this. I got to say this first. You know, all the other questions, I'm just going to answer them tomorrow. if you never remember anything that I share with you today, remember that you're already pre-approved. Remember that you're already qualified, no matter what your credit is on the human planet. You're already here, complete and whole, to deliver your gift. The question is, are you going to say yes and then Google what you're supposed to do? We are being called to step into a place of authenticity rather than perfection. And we're seeing perfection crumble right in front of our faces, right in front of our eyes right now. Start looking at your life with your inner eyes. Start seeing your life differently. You be the author of your life. Start separating yourself from the conditioned thinking, the conditioned mind, and what society said. Society is always going to say something. Everybody has an opinion. You have a God DNA. You have the love intelligence DNA. You have the God code in flowing through and as you, like a seed. You are going to be what you came here to be if you can just move out your own way. I want to read this with you. I know time is doing what time does, but who's tripping? I'm not. I'm trusting. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that frightens us. It is our light, not lack of education, not the letters behind names. It is our light that frightens us. We ask ourselves, I mean, who am I to be a motivational speaker? Who am I to be a teacher? No, okay, I'm doing my own ad lib here. But let me read what Marion Williamson said. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not? You are a child of God. Your plain small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Stop using truth and spiritual awareness. Stop using it to beat yourself up. Use it to set yourself free. Yes, the truth will set you free. Sometimes it will piss you off, but the truth will set you free. Stop beating yourself up. Enjoy your spiritual practice. Glow with the flow. Go with the flow. God, life, love, intelligence, universe, whatever, call it nothing. The nothing is seeking to birth itself through you. You've been listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. I'll be back tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can listen to the show on the archive. You can send your emails to AskLifeCoachAde, ask@lifecoachade.com, and on Facebook, all the other things. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. And more importantly, I'm daring you to live your best life. The world is waiting for you. Live life fully now.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.